Klein got to his feet, legs braced, taking his time. He aimed directly at Venture. Venture didn't move.
Thought you could get my gun away, did you? Way I see it, he said,
breathless after the struggle.
You're dead right now.
By contrast, Venture's voice was calm and unflustered. Maybe we see things differently.
You guys, amateurs, you think you're tough, but when you're really up against it, you just go all to pieces.
Venture was smiling, his lips moving slightly, as if he was still talking under his breath. It unsettled Klein. He paused, gun still raised.
What are you doing? What are you saying?
I'm counting. The lips continued to move.
Counting? Why?
Klein jabbed the gun forward.
Counting your last seconds. Get your hands up.
Venture obligingly raised his hands. Still, the lips moved silently.
What's in your hand? Klein demanded. What are you holding? Show me.
Venture opened his hand, and something fell out. Something small and metallic that made a tinny sound as it bounced on the floor. I wasn't after your gun, Venture said. Time slowed down again. Harper and Catherine Feather were watching in awe as the tiny people went about their business.
It's exquisite, Harper said. Such detail, such control.
And see what it brought them, Robin said. The mound of sand at the back of the stage was moving, the top bulging, a sudden tremendous blast of sand and earth across the stage, over the sand city. More sand was running down the side of the mound, crashing into the buildings below.
The eruptions, Harper breathed. So it's true.
The water was rising in the narrow rivers, washing out across the landscape, tearing away the bottoms of the buildings.
Imagine that on real buildings, Catherine said, smiling. Real people.
A tiny piece of metal bounced on the floor of the computer suite, a ring big enough for a man to push his finger through. Klein stared at it and felt his whole body go suddenly cold. In front of him, Venture took a step to the side of the corridor, close to one of the large computer banks. Klein barely saw him move. Still holding the gun, he looked down, already knowing what he would see. Three grenades hanging from his belt. One of them, the middle one, was missing its detonator pin. And Venture was counting.
Just about now, I think, Venture said, and stepped behind the computer.